It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today to study God's precious Word, Matthew chapter 13. We're going to begin reading in the 24th verse again. We've read that a couple of times now, but we just kind of progressed through it. It's a wonderful study of the parables, Matthew chapter 13, and beginning to read with verse 24. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you would like to check out our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. I'd love for you to visit our site. Got many studies there. It's for your growth, for you listening to the Word of God, that you may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please, that you would enjoy some of the studies that we have there. Also, the plan of salvation, how to be saved, is there, and our church constitution, so you know exactly where we stand. And then also, if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would work just fine. Now, we'll go ahead and prepare for the study by reading God's precious Word. It's always important that we go right to the Word, and you know how I feel. We always stay with the old King James, very clear, very simple. Matthew chapter 13, beginning to read with verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, dost not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The second, another parable put forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which instead is indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. We're going to end the reading there with that, and let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity, and I ask that you'll just have the folks that are listening, that their ears are tuned in to you. I ask that they'll hear your words, that they'll respond to your words, because you, Father, the only one that can direct the Holy Spirit to come in and convict the heart of sin and set that heart free because of the death of your Son on the cross of Calvary. All we need to do is come by faith and believe, and wonderful, Father, to have that precious joy. So please, that you will touch the hearts of all that are listening, that they will come to know you as their Savior, and not just something in their mind that they believe happened, some historic event, but it is a personal relationship, Father, that we have with your Son and then with you. So please send your Spirit that He will guide us, He will direct us, He will touch our hearts today. Teach us your precious word that we may follow it closely. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have spent much time on this parable because I think we need to be awakened by what's going on in the world today, because it is a serious problem, the deception that the devil has put in place, and so many folks have been deceived, and they refuse to follow the truth. They refuse to follow the Word of God. And as we look at this, we find, as we have been through this many times, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, the children that have, the folks that have been saved, and the tares are the children of the wicked one. Their god is Satan himself. And so we need to understand that God gives out His precious word. Folks are saved. This word is given out into the world, and folks are saved, are born again. But what happens is that old devil comes in, and he mixes us all up. He allows those that are not saved to come in among us. They have the looks. They have the actions. They have the works as if they are born again, but they are not born again. And so we begin many times in many churches that they find themselves in leadership positions, and sometimes even the pastor is not saved. And so we begin slowly. The devil's tricky. The devil is slick. Begins slowly to lead us astray. And part of the key words here in that 25th verse is, went his way. And that's exactly the direction and what's happening to the church today. The church is going its own way. Not the way of God, not the way of the Holy Spirit, but the way that man would enjoy. And it's very sad to watch the churches, the places of worship that teach the Word of God, stand upon the truth, slowly are torn apart, kind of one person at a time, because the world has come in with all their trickery and with the music and with the fancy things of the world to attract us away, and we begin to go our own way. Now, if you're truly born again, you're born again. You're saved. You're eternally saved. But we find here that the question come from the servants, because they couldn't figure it out. They thought the master used bad seed. But when the blades were sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares. You see, not until then. Couldn't be witnessed until then. And all of a sudden, when the head came on, then it became apparent that there's something in this good wheat that's not good wheat. And we've talked about how that it was kind of almost poison, or makes you sick. And it also is black, not golden, yellow or brown as the beautiful wheat is. It's a But it comes, and it's in a black form, which black stands for sin. So the Lord knew what he was doing when he used this example, this parable. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants, verse 27, of the household came and said unto him, Sir, dost not thou sow good seed in thy field? So you see, the servants questioned the master on the quality of the seed. The householder here is the master. The householder here is the Lord Jesus. He is giving out that precious truth, that word. It comes, it touches the heart. The Holy Spirit convicts our heart. But the master knew what happened. He didn't question it. He did. Boy, I don't know what happened. He said, an enemy has done this. He knew exactly what had taken place. And if you'll go up into the 25th verse, we find when. He did it in the darkness of night. You see, that's the way the devil works. He's so conniving and so sneaky in what he does. So the question comes with the servants then, what will you have us to do? Do you want us to go and gather it up? But the master said, no, leave him there. Leave him there. And that maybe seem a little strange, but I have watched through the years, and I'm sure if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have too. He will use the lost. God uses the lost. The devil thinks that he's always using us and deceiving us, but many times it's the other way. And in this world that we live in, we shop with those that are lost. We trade with them. We do business with them. And when the day is done, there'll be a day of reckoning. But God, for his reasons, allows them to stay and waits for the day of reckoning. They will be separated. Verse 29 says, but he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Lord knew what he was doing. You would destroy some of the lives of the Christians. Let them hear. Let them do their work. We'll work beside them. We won't be deceived by them. Hopefully. Hopefully we won't be interested more in what they're doing than in what God wants us to do. Verse 30 says, let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. There's a day of dividing. Maybe that individual is not the most honest individual. You wonder when in the world judgment and justice is going to come. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a child of God. And yet it seems like they're getting away with everything. Well, they won't. They won't. Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. It would seem that they will be burned at a later time. See, Satan is not bound today. He does have limits. We sometimes wonder about that, but it's true. But there is going to be a day when Satan will be completely bound, and he'll be bound for 1,000 years. And then later he will be cast into the lake of fire. You see, he is a part and has been very successful at building the apostate church. Let's look back to Revelation chapter 20. Verses 1 through 3. Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. He cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a season. Must be loosed for a season. Love to study the scripture. Over in Matthew chapter 13, verse 40, as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. At the end of this world. So we find that there is a time schedule here when it comes to Satan, when it comes to gathering up the wheat and the tares. The joy of it is that the wheat, the believers, will be placed into the barn, will be given the safety and the joy of knowing the Lord and serving the Lord, and those that reject will be cast into the lake of fire with Satan himself. What a sad, sad day. You know, if we come back here to the book of Revelation, and it just brings us to the time when all will face that point. And I'm going to read for you all the way in chapter 20, verse 11. And it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is a second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Your name must be written down. And the only way your name will ever be written down in the book of life is to come in this life to the Lord Jesus. That's the only way. It's by faith, by grace, not by works, not by any church. I would love to have you here. I would love to fellowship with you. I would love to teach you the Word of God. But for you just to come to this church and be active in this church, even following baptism, do all the right things, but not come by faith to Jesus, So, yeah, I've always believed that's the biggest lie that Satan has ever fed you. I've always believed, because in every person's life, there is a time when you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And the day you meet God's a day you'll never forget. It is not an I've always believed. That's a lie of the devil. So please, I ask you to come by faith to the Lord Jesus today and trust in Him. Because if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will be judged and you will be cast into the lake of fire. And that doesn't mean that then you're just annihilated. Because the Scripture so clearly tells us it's a constant pain. It's a constant gnashing of teeth. Now you think, why would any God allow anyone to face that? God's not doing that. You are. If you're rejecting Him. So there's going to be a day when the tares and the wheat will be separated. And the church is going to be raptured. And those that have rejected the Lord Jesus will face a time called the Battle of Armageddon. Let me read some of that for you. Jesus comes. Let me just start up here with the 11th verse of chapter 19, Revelation. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heavens, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. Now there's going to be the supper of the Lamb that we're invited to. That's going to take place during the 7 years after the church is raptured, during the tribulation here upon earth. After the tribulation period, at the close of the tribulation period, there's going to be a battle. And all the armies of the world are going to gather against the little nation of Israel. But God is going to come, and He is going to save them and protect them. All those that have come by faith to Him, not just a person that has the title or the pedigree of being an Israelite or a Jew. It will be all those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And He will come and save them and speak and destroy. And in the process of that, He's going to call all the fowls of the air to come and eat this flesh. During this battle, it's going to be the blood will be bridled deep. You talk about a bloodbath. But this only has to come to those that have rejected the Lord Jesus. Here's a list of going to be a part of those folks. That ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great, And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army, and that army would be us. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles with him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. The remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Study the Word of God. There's going to be a time we will be raptured. They will be bound, awaiting this time of judgment. Awaiting this time. Going to be a sad, sad day. Let's go back to just a couple other scriptures here before we get into the next parable. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Are you one of those that think things are going to get better? The only way they get better is if you know Jesus and walk with him. Because the world around us is literally going to hell. It's deteriorating in that fashion. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Study, know the Holy Scriptures. Grow within. That was the direction that Paul had given Timothy. And I ask that you do the same. I'm going to read verse 31, 32. But we're really not going to get into it today, but I want to just get it started for you so that you can see it. Another parable. Remember, anything that God does in a parable, it's because he wants to know who's going to listen. If you don't listen, you're not going to learn the truth. If you stay around and listen, you're going to know the truth. And there's a beautiful message in every one of these parables, as we've just seen. But we have found that that apostate church is going to grow, and this parable confirms the same. Verse 31, Matthew 13, 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. When it is grown, it is the greatest among the herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And we've just read how the fowls of the air are going to come and feast upon the flesh of kings, captains, mighty men, bond and free, small and great. It was said to me that we're going to be the guests, the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to enjoy that time. We're invited. We'll be there. The friends of the bridegroom will be there. That it would be John the Baptist and Moses and all those Old Testament prophets. They'll be there. But when we get over here to Revelation 19, the men of the world are not the guests. The men of the world is the meal. I hope that you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. We're going to start on this next parable here, the third, the grain of the mustard seed. Next time we get together. Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?